This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Judge Bezberg trying desperately to force the Trump administration to send home illegal immigrant gangsters, liberate them from the El Salvador prison, including St. Kilmer. But if St. Kilmer is brought back here, his best case scenario is he goes to federal prison. Why? Justice Department's investigating him. Turns out they found his boss. You know the one whose van he was driving with those illegal immigrants in the back. While he was an Interpol, on the Interpol Bolo, be on the lookout list for wanted, internationally wanted gang members. Gets pulled over by the Tennessee Highway Patrol with the illegals in the back. Well, the left says no. He was just, you know, working for Uber, probably. Well, federal investigators just went to a federal prison where his boss is cooling his heels. After being convicted on human trafficking charges, i.e. moving illegals into the country, asked the boss, hey, you know, we'll give you limited immunity on this new traffic stop since he was driving your car for you. Can you tell us what he was doing? Boss says, oh, yeah, no, he was totally trafficking illegals into the country. Yeah, he was. It was great. Federal investigators involved in the inquiry recently spoke with a convicted felon in the Alabama prison, questioned him about potential connections to Abrigo Garcia. Anyway, the guy, Jose Ramon Hernandez Raya, said, yeah, he was driving it for me. I'm his boss. He was trafficking people. It's what we do. We're MS-13. I mean, what do you think they do? They have to make money. You know, when you're wanted by Interpol, you're not exactly employable as anything other than a Democrat voter, and that doesn't pay. Well, that probably does pay okay. But so, yeah, they got him. And the war continues. So what are they doing here? They are setting up what they're going to do if these liberal judicial dictators do force them to bring St. Kilmer back home. Because we can't send him home. He'll beat his wife up again. Probably kill her this time. I mean, he did threaten to kill her. So, according to court documents, can't have that. Can't have him traffic any more illegals. Certainly can't have him voting. So we got to have a plan for him. And that's what they're doing. But it's part of a much bigger struggle going on here. Democrats desperately trying to keep the Trump administration from deconstructing their human trafficking networks that are so critical to bringing them the voters they need to have a one-party system. And it's hand-to-hand combat. or it may be soon, with some hands in handcuffs. Everything going on now, folks, is the same story, okay? Judge Boasberg, who was told by the Supreme Court that he has zero jurisdiction, should have known better, and had no right to order those planes turned around as they headed to CCUT, doesn't care. I've been covering this for weeks because this story is going to explode. You're going to know exactly what's going on when it does because you've been listening to this show. So Boasberg's now saying, well, hey, I can haul these Trump officials in and hold them in contempt. Last night, we saw the beginning of that. Came out that he is asking all kinds of questions about Kristi Noem, comments Trump has made, where he's refused to bring him back from CCOT to haul him back from El Salvador. Last night, Judge Boasberg, who believes he is president, decided he would make policy because he doesn't like Trump's, and began the paperwork process, I should say, for bringing the MS-13 gangbangers, the El Salvador gangbangers, and of course, St. Kilmer back to Gitmo. He wants to stash him there till he can get him into the homeland. Let him go. Simultaneous to that, he has been grilling the Department of Injustice, former, on the activities of Kristi Noem and Donald Trump, the things they've said, to build the case for the idea that they are defying him. Now, his order was found unconstitutional. He had no grounds to issue it, but he says that they didn't know that at the time. So he has the right, he has asserted, to appoint a prosecutor. Can you imagine? A guy who is making policy for Trump. I think I'll send the illegals to Gitmo on their way home. As he's going to bring them home, trust me, Gitmo's only a holdover for him. He's asserting the right to appoint his own prosecutor and to try Trump officials. I don't think he can try Trump because the Supreme Court ruled he had immunity, but he could try the rest of them. And that's where this is going. That's why this story, if you look at the story up, Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, who was involved here, this is why he's asking questions about her and Trump. He's going to start with Noem and he's going to move on to Homan. He'll probably go down a couple of levels too. I'm thinking Stephen Miller is in his sights too for handcuffs. They intend to jail Trump administration officials. Don't kid yourself. Now, are you watching this whole thing? So that's part of it. Are you watching this whole thing with Senator Tom Tillis, who they must have something on? Senator Tom Tillis sits on the Judiciary Committee. He is currently blocking Trump's appointment for the most powerful prosecutorial perch in the country. And that is the prosecutor who sits over the swamp. Ed Martin's the guy Trump has doing it right now. Now, Rhino Senator Tillis cannot have someone like Ed Martin over the swamp. We cannot have an honest prosecutor over the swamp. That's not going to work. So he's blocking it. He's blocking Ed Martin. Ed Martin's 120-day appointment, and he's saying, no, I'm not approving this. Okay, here's what they're doing. They're running out the clock. You watch. Whoever Trump comes up with next, unless it is a corruptocrat, they're going to say no and go drag their feet. Why? If they can get to May 20th, guess who appoints the prosecutor instead of Trump that will oversee the D.C. district, which has prosecutorial authority over the intel agencies? Anyone who stole money from us, the Doge is finding, Tillis himself, and Kristi Noem, Tom Homan, can have them hauled in for contempt of court. Who would that be? Well, that would be Boasberg instead of Trump appointing that prosecutor. And what you're going to see is lawfare is just going to kick right back up again. It's going to be like Joe Biden's in office. Last time, Democrats put every single member of Team Trump in prison or made a felon out of them. 100%, no exceptions. From 2016, you're going to see it start again while they're in office. And then you're going to see things, bizarre things, like federal marshals trying to choose. Wow, do I go arrest the director of Homeland Security? Or do I say, no, I'm not doing it? I don't know what way they'll go. But Boasberg would effectively be the president at that point. Could go either way. Congress is not going to rescue them. And that's what they're doing. They're running out the clock on Ed Martin. That's what Tillis is doing, trying to get that appointment to Boasberg. If Boasberg gets to make it, then you're going to see him attempt, I don't know if it'll work, but you'll see a constitutional crisis. You're going to see him attempt to jail Tom Homan and Kristi Noem and their underlings and anyone involved in this for refusing to bring home some of the most valuable players in the Democrats' illegal human trafficking network. These are incredible times in this country. That's what's going on there. That's where they got something on Tillis. or they've offered him something incredible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
So we'll see. Now, what's going to be interesting is to see who Trump chooses. If he goes with someone Tillis won't block, that's going to be a very corrupt person who will immediately turn on Trump, Bondi, Cash Patel, and the Trump team and begin one by one by one putting them in prison. We've already seen that from the 2016 team. Or if Trump doesn't appoint a corrupt person who is anti-Trump, anti-MAGA, and anti-freedom, then Boasberg gets to make the appointment. So it'll be an interesting box to see if we can get Trump to wiggle his way out of. But keep your eyes on this. Because Amy Klobuchar was clear when she laid out what the Democrats' plan is. Contempt of court, you don't bring us our illegals back, you don't listen to us, we put you in prison.
Remember, here's Senator Klobuchar explaining this to a shocked Dana Bash. Well, what, you mean you're going to have these judges go after Team Trump for contempt? Yes. And the reason she's shocked, she knows what it means. They're going to try to put him in jail. And I'm talking Kristi Noem, Tom Homan.
Well, if the administration won't do it themselves, a court does have the power to refer it to the Justice Department, mentioned by Judge Boasberg here. But also, if the Justice Department won't do anything, a court can actually appoint a prosecutor on their own, an outside prosecutor, because they have the power to hold people in contempt. And that may be the people that did the deporting. It may be the secretary who's responsible for this. But they have the right to do this.
See that? That was on CNN almost 3 weeks ago. She's talking about the secretary who was Boasberg demanding records on yesterday regarding the flights to El Salvador. Again, Kristi Noem. They want to show you our Homeland Security secretary can be put in handcuffs. But here's the play. Again, Boasberg is going to have a harder time appointing his own. He'll try it if he needs to. Have a harder time appointing his own prosecutor than he won't need to. That's why you're seeing them tap Tillis. If Tillis can block Ed Martin, block anyone who isn't deep state, who isn't dishonest, he's got you through the 20th. Boasberg gets to appoint the prosecutor. Then guess what? You're going to see a Democrat prosecutor appointed by Boasberg who answers to Boasberg, who then becomes more powerful than the president. And you won't need an independent prosecutor because that prosecutor will begin, you know, investigating Team Trump, probably for contempt. See how this works? That's the play. That's why they're leaning on Tillis. By the way, look at where they're going. Okay, I'm gonna put all this together. Did you see this judge appointed by Joe Biden just ordered Trump to open the borders? He's got to let 12,000 in. Folks, they're not already here. He's got to let them in. Got to let them in. And he's saying, no contempt. Don't you dare. Don't you dare defy me, even though it's not a settled issue. You better get them. If they comply, the next step is going to be an order to open the border. This is crazy. Look, Here's the thing. We don't know how this is going to end, so don't let it get you down. But we've never seen it before. And Trump is on his own. Because let me tell you what, the Republicans in Congress are either AWOL or they're like Tillis. They're helping the deep state. They're helping the Democrats. Shame on you folks in North Carolina for electing Tillis, by the way. Did you know he's up in 2026 for election? Don't forget. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I don't remember any judicial pushback on due process when undocumented immigrants were deported from Martha's Vineyard. I don't recall that. But you got to wonder, like, did you look back at Obama and Clinton? They deported a lot of people. How did they do that if they needed all this due process that Trump is cruelly denying these illegal immigrants? Well, Maria Bartiromo asked that question of Clay Travis last time he was on the show. It's about 2 days ago, and he answered it. They didn't have the kind of due process that these judges are now demanding of Trump, including one judge who's ruled just to pick up the little darlings. Trump needs a warrant, an individual warrant for each one from a judge, not the kind that federal law allows immigration authorities to write for themselves. They delegated that authority to immigration authorities. Well, can a judge just order that? Well, no, but they are. But they didn't with Clinton. When it was apparently possible to deport 12 million with no formal process.
Bill Clinton deported 12.1 million during his presidency. 92 to 93% of those people he deported were sent back without a formal proceeding, aka due process. Okay. So look, to what President Trump said, 5 million trials, that's impossible. You can't do it. And the fact that these judges continue to get in the way and try to derail his deportation efforts, it's brutal because, you know, to Caroline's points earlier, the Manhattan Institute estimates an average net fiscal burden of $68,000 per illegal migrant, which actually goes up to $130,000 for those with lower education levels. That is a big drain on society.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.